Texte numéro 127. What to know about the beach towel revolt taking back Greek beaches? It was around sunset on a Sunday in Paros, a popular holiday island in Greece's Cycladic region. A crowd of around 50 were gathered on a beach close to the island's main port. As the audience watched, a man read parts of the Greek constitution aloud, which states that beaches and other natural areas belong to the country's citizens. The protest was part of a campaign that media has dubbed the Beach Towel Revolt, whereby locals are seeking free access to beaches that have been taken over by beach bars and other businesses offering exorbitantly priced sun loungers and umbrellas. It's one symptom of how the island is increasingly catering to tourists at the expense of locals. Beachside businesses must apply for licenses from the Greek finance minister to use designated parts of the beach. Protesters allege that checks are rarely, if ever, carried out. As a result, free spots for towels are now few and far between. Residents created a Facebook page and began organising demonstrations, calling for a crackdown on these private operators. They also used drone images to document illegal sun loungers, comparing their locations to their government-designated areas. The movement has quickly gained momentum. Demonstrations have taken place on the neighbouring island Naxos and the southern island of Crete. More recently, the islands of Rhodes and Aegina, as well as Attica, the state where Athens is located, have joined in. However, campaigners say the beaches are just one part of a bigger struggle. Greece is one of the most popular holiday destinations in Europe, and speakers at the protest told the gathered crowd that over-tourism and the social and environmental problems that come with it must be addressed. Tourism is Greece's largest industry. In 2021, the country welcomed 15 million visitors, 1.5 times its total population. However, many argue that the tourism boom has not been properly managed. It appears that the protests are having an effect. Thanks to media attention, authorities carried out inspections on one of Paros's worst affected beaches. Right now, prices are out of control, said Stefanou, a campaigner. Most people can't afford to go to a bar or a restaurant. The traffic is incredible. If you don't own a house, it's hard to find one to rent that isn't an Airbnb, which has led to shortages of key workers, such as doctors, nurses and teachers. Stefanou would like to see a move away from marketing the Cycladic Islands as a luxury destination. There is amazing history here, archaeological sites, walking paths, good wine and agricultural produce, he said. This can attract a more responsible visitor than one who just wants to sit on a sun lounger with a cocktail. Adapted from bbc.com, September 2023.